Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. That is why I smile.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day. There is no sunshine, nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day, but where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised to tell me it's alright?
I'll be honest with you,
I almost gave up.
I'm gonna be when this is over.
I smile, even though I hurt the eye, smile. I know God is working, so I smile. Even though I've been here for a while,
what you do?
I smile.
Come on and
smile. It's so hard to look up when you get down. Sure would hate to see you give up now.
God's people. Then you gotta have something happen. I want you to have joy. cause can't nobody take that from you. I see you. Molly.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That was Kirk Franklin. You look so much better when you smile. The name of that song is I Smile. Well, God bless you. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and it is a great day to be alive. Merry Christmas for those of you who were not here on last week or who missed some of the broadcast last week. I just want to say Merry Christmas to all of you. I pray that you've had a great, great, great Christmas holiday. And also I want to say Happy New Year. We are going into a new year. It's a new season, and we're excited. I am excited about everything that God is doing and everything that God has done. I want to say hello to everybody that's already on the phone lines. The phone lines are lit up. I want to say hello to everyone in the chat room. And also to let you know to call in now. Press 1. Call in now so that we can talk about this year. What has this year been like for you? And what are you expecting from God? Or what are you expecting from yourself for next year? What are your aspirations, goals? What are some of your dreams? What are some of the things that you're looking forward to in the year 2012? Or would you like to say 2012? Some people will say 2012. Some people will say 2012. Whichever way you want to take it. Or if you just want to say hello to me. You haven't talked to me all year on the air, or even if you have and you want to say hello, Pastor Rebecca, God bless you, or you want to say anything to me, you can call in and press 1. And I'll put you on the air. I want to say hello to Coach LaLisa. God bless you. In the chat room, good to see you. And also to Miss Pretty. God bless you, Miss Bonnie Pretty. I was just in Florida. I believe you're in Florida. And I didn't have time to look you up. We shot out of here on Christmas Day. We drove all night long, 18 hours, until we got to Florida. And I gave my mom a big hug and a big kiss when I saw her. And then we got into the car on Thursday and headed over to North Carolina to see my brother. And we stopped and had some time with him. And then we got back here at about, oh, I guess it was about 10:30 p.m. last night. So we had a great trip. We had a great trip. As you can probably hear my voice, I'm exhausted. But what a way to end the year with a road trip going all the way down to Florida. I was a little disappointed in the weather. They told me it was like 80, 84 degrees the week before I got there. But when I got there, we were in the 60s. So I tell you, they told me that I brought the cold weather, but I'm not buying that. I just say that God is in control, and he knew exactly what kind of weather he wanted to be there when I got there. So I say hello to everybody in the chat room. Pastor Sherry Jones, God bless you. God bless you. Good to see you there. Guest 1772, God bless you. Good to see you over in the chat room. So God bless you to everybody in the chat room. Again, you can call in. I see my friends Ray and Captain Jones on the switchboard. Some other folk have called in. Again, this is the time to share what has God done for you this year and what are your expectations. And then I have a question on the board: to make a resolution or not, New Year's resolutions or not. Do you believe in New Year's resolutions? Will you be making one? Do you need to make one? Or do you have something else in mind? Why don't you call in and share with me what is your take on this particular topic? What is your take on this particular topic? Let's do a prayer. This is the last show of the year. I'm excited. I'm just so excited. We've had a wonderful year. I've had almost 13,000 listeners this year. This has been a stellar year for me. My listenership has increased. To God be the glory. It's been a wonderful, wonderful year. We have over 100 live listeners, which is a blessing. And then the rest are hitting up the archives. So the Woman to Woman show is hot, and God is increasing the listenership on this particular broadcast. I'm excited. Is anybody excited? I tell you, God is good and worthy to be praised. We serve an awesome God. I want to pray, and then I'm going to open up and talk a little bit about resolutions again. For those of you on the phone lines already, if you want to speak to me, just press 1, and I'll put you on the air. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, I praise your holy name. Lord, I worship you. And we together here corporately on the Women to Women show, we magnify your name on today. Lord, you are worthy to be praised. There is none like you. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise for everything that you have done this year, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, for what you have yet in store for us, Lord. We thank you that you have a mighty plan for us, plans to prosper us and not to harm us, plans to give us a hope and a future, oh God. Lord, we thank you that no weapon formed against us can prosper. And we shall prosper and be in good health, even as our souls prosper, oh Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we're no longer hooked up to the old mindset and the old way of doing things, Lord. But we have been conformed by the renewing. We've been transformed by the renewing of our minds, oh God. And we're excited, Lord, about moving into a new realm with you, oh God, about a fresh anointing, a fresh outpouring, oh God. Lord, we just thank you for the new thing that you're doing in our lives and the new thing that you're yet to do, oh God. Bless every listener, Father God, of the Woman to Woman show, even as we have celebrated Christmas, the birth of your son, Jesus Christ, as the world acknowledges, oh God. We as Christians acknowledge that birth every single day, and we declare that if God be for us, then that's more than anyone being against us, oh God. And Lord, we're just so grateful for the gift of Jesus Christ. We're so grateful that he came in and changed our lives when he did, oh God. We're grateful, Lord, for your divine timing, oh God. And Lord, we just thank you, and we thank you on today that we complain about nothing, but we celebrate about everything, God, knowing that you have even more in store for us. So, Lord, we worship you on today on this Blog Talk Radio broadcast, even during this prayer, God, as the praises come forth, as the testimonies come forth, as the women begin to make their comments, and even the men, oh, God, as the marriage moments come forth, Lord, as you, Father God, speak through your vessels on today, oh, God, continue to speak to our hearts. Continue to, Father God, lead us and direct us. Continue to guide us in the way that we should go. I bind up the hands of Satan right now over the lives of your people, oh God. I come against any opposition, any confusion, any afflictions that may be coming this way, oh God, and coming towards them, oh God. I cover their households, and I plead the blood of Jesus over their marriages, their ministries, their money, their children, their businesses, Lord, everything that they put their hands to, oh God. I plead the blood of Jesus over their lives today, God. And Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for sending these women, sending these men to this Blog Talk Radio broadcast, to this Woman to Woman broadcast, oh God, to edify me, even as I have edified them throughout the year, oh God. Continue to allow us as iron to sharpen each other, oh God. Continue to allow us to pick up each other and encourage each other. So, Lord, I cover this broadcast, and I cover each and every listener. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen and praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen, I tell you. Okay, so who's going to call in first and talk about what God has done for you this year? I know so many of you are so blessed. And I just mentioned I had the opportunity to hop into the car and go down to Florida to see my mom, who moved to Florida from New Jersey a year ago. And I tell you, if I could put a picture of her house on Facebook, I probably would. The house is absolutely beautiful. She had her first home was a house in Newark. She bought a house in Newark, which was a beautiful duplex townhouse. And I'm giving my mother's testimony to show you how great our God is. Her problem with that house was that she always wanted a dining room, and she didn't have a dining room. So she lived in that house for about 12 years, y'all. And then she finally sold the house. She sold the house and relocated to Florida. She spent about 5 months, about four months looking for a new house. And she told me she had specifically in mind what she wanted. And when I walked into her house, when I drove into her complex down in Florida, and it was beautiful, palm trees all over the place, beautiful palatial homes, beautiful homes, new homes. The complex is only about 6 years old. And when I drove my car into the complex, it was like driving into a beautiful resort, and all of the houses were so beautiful. And I pulled up into my mom's driveway, where she has a two-car garage, and I said, you know, God, you are just so good. My mother is 70 years old. She'll be 71 years old tomorrow. And I said, God, you're just so good to bless my mother like this after working so hard all of these years, 50 years it had been since she lived in Florida. But she had some journey during those 50 years. 50 years of being married to my dad and going through the abuse and going through the drinking and the partying and then finding her way to Jesus and working two jobs to take care of her kids, being on welfare but refusing to stay on welfare, you know, just living her life day by day, sacrificing for her kids, the things that she would have gotten for herself. Until buying stuff from flea markets, come on, somebody, you know what I'm talking about. You know, going and shopping, discount shopping, not getting the name brands, but discount shopping because she had a higher goal, which was to take care of her children. Coming into the church, she became a member of our church, became a tither, began to tithe on a regular basis, on a weekly basis, on a fixed income after she retired from her job, after working over 25 years on her job, cooking for other folks. My mother was able to buy her dream house. And when I said to her, I said, Mommy, this house is beautiful. She said to me, she said, this house has everything that I envisioned. She said, I had in my mind everything that I wanted. And this is what the Lord gave me. He gave me everything that I wanted. Her living room is huge. Her kitchen is the size of two kitchens, the dining room. And not only that, but my brother and my sister went in there and they bought all new furniture. They bought a brand new washing machine, a brand new dryer. You know, they bought they refurbished her patio set. She has a fenced-in, screened-in patio. I mean, just blessed. A sitting room. They bought the furniture for the sitting room. They just really went in there and blessed my mom. They furnished two bedrooms, two guest bedrooms, and this blessed her. And I was so blessed to drive my car from New Jersey to Florida to go to see my mother and to see her happy, to see her with peace. And not only the material things, but the family was there. The whole family was there. My sisters were there, their husbands were there, to look around and see there were three of us there, three girls, that my mother's daughters, and our husbands, three husbands were there, and our children were there, and my mother had plenty of room. Nobody had to sleep on the floor. We had a couple of blow-up mattresses, but nobody was stepping over anyone. It was great. And I tell you, God is good, and God is no respecter of persons. This is why I'm telling you Mom's story, because God rewards faithfulness. And that's what Pastor Sherry Jones is saying. Praise God for her steadfast faithfulness. God rewards faithfulness. What you do for God, God will make happen for you. What you make happen for God, God will make happen for you. I'm going to say it one more time because the devil's trying to twist my tongue, but I want to get this out, and I want to say it clearly. What you make happen for God, God will make happen for you. And I also want to say to some of you out there who've been waiting on the Lord, you've been waiting on the Lord. You've been sowing. You've been working. You have been believing, but it does not seem like you have been reaping those benefits of everything that you've put out. It seems like you're not reaping the benefits of your labor. It seems like you're not reaping the benefits of your sacrifice. I'm here to tell you that God is no respecter of persons. And let me say this also, that God is not a man that he should lie, nor is he the son of man that he would repent and change his mind about what he has spoken about you. You have read it in your word. That word has quickened on the inside of you. You've heard God in your prayer time as you were praying. You have had prophets come and prophesy to you the great things that God was going to do for you and through you and with you. You have heard the word from the Lord, and as the word speaks, as the snow and the rain come down to water the land so it can bud and bring forth its fruit in season, God says, so shall be his word. His word will not come back to him void, but it will prosper that thing to which he sent it. God sent his word to prosper you, and God is saying on today, don't be weary in well-doing. Don't get frustrated, maybe because you didn't get your house this year. Don't get frustrated if you didn't get your husband this year. Don't get frustrated if your kids didn't get saved this year. Continue to wait on the Lord. That's what I want to say. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Know that what God has for you is for you. No weapon formed against you can prosper. No weapon formed against your destiny can prosper. Nobody can come and take away what God has for you. What God has for you is for you. So you get ready to receive everything that God has for you. God is going to bless you so mightily. He's going to bless your shoes off. This upcoming year. And you know, so often we look at God on our time, because I said this upcoming year. So often we look at God on our time, but let me say something to you. God has his own time schedule. He is no respecter of persons. God knows when he's going to release your blessing. You just make sure that you're in position to receive your blessing when God releases it. Amen. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. God is not slack concerning his promises. He's not slack in his promises towards you. Amen. God's going to do for you what he has told you he would do. We have a call. I'm so excited about all of you who will be calling in today. I'm just really excited. Come on and call me if you're already on the switchboard and you want to speak. Just press 1 and we'll put you on the board. Area code 862, you're on the air. Welcome to the Woman to Woman Show.
Thank you so much, Pastor Rebecca. This is Evangelist Mary Pate. How are you?
Oh, God bless you. Evangelist Mary Pate, God bless you. Such an honor to have you call in today.
Yes, I know we've been tagging each other from periodically on Facebook from time to time, but I just want to say what a blessing you really are, and that looking forward to the great new year that's coming upon us, 2012, in a few short hours. And knowing that God is on the throne and everything that you've just said, I second it.
Yes. Amen. Yes, amen. Absolutely. So go ahead and testify. You know, let's talk about, you know, I know the Lord has a word in your mouth for the people of God, and we receive it. That God, you said something so powerful. God is yet still on the throne.
Yes, he
is.
Yes, he's still on the throne. He has been so good to me this year, just to even allow the Holy Spirit to direct your path and everything. And I know that you had said something about those resolutions. I no longer look at resolutions. I look at what the visions that God has planned for your life, because he will certainly give you everything as he orchestrates your life. So I don't look at the resolutions anymore. I've been just in his presence the full year of 2011, and he has just been such a blessing. Everything is just coming supernaturally at this point in time. So I'm looking forward to 2012, as he's just constantly giving me visions for monthly, on a quarterly basis, whatever. But knowing that you're going to walk into the full course of what God has for you, that's what's really blessing my heart. And everybody, make sure that you write things down when God is giving them to you, because it may not be for today, but it's surely going to come if he's the one that's giving it to you. Amen?
Amen. My, I tell you, there's a fire in your bosom. Are you preaching tonight?
I wish I was, but I know it's yet to come.
You surely have a word just burning on the inside, and that is powerful. That is just so powerful. You just preach, and just go ahead and encourage the people, because we, you know, what I find, Evangelist Mary, is that so often we come to this time of the year, the 31st of December, and we come to the end of the year, and we look back over everything that we resolved to do and have, and everything that other people have spoken over us, and even what God has spoken to us, and we get frustrated in the spirit, because we have not yet received those things in the natural. So your word is encouraging us to keep on holding fast to what God has said. Because you said, and I believe you spoke directly from the mouth of God, that if God said it for your life, if he said it, if God spoke it, it shall come to pass.
And that's absolutely right. If you just follow God's directions, you won't have to worry about resolutions. You will no longer look at them like resolutions. You will look at them as visions from God, because he will give you the plan, whether it's for today or whether it's for later, but it's surely going to come to pass if you just stay focused. Got to stay focused on what God has for your life. And I know that with me, myself, in the last year, I mean, I had some humdrum years before, because God was had me in preparation mode, just training me. But when the end of 2010 came, and the beginning of, and all through 2011, I'm just like blooming and feeling it, you know, and just knowing that everything is working out for the good of those who love God, because he is the one that's orchestrating everything. And I know I have some great things that's planned on going on for the year 2012, and it's all by the grace of God. And so I think that we should all just get attached to God. Keep your eyes focused. Don't turn to the left. Don't turn to the right. Don't do what somebody else thinks you should be doing, or whatever the case may be. Because if God is speaking to you, he's speaking to you. And so you got to focus on what he's saying and go forth in the name of Jesus. It's about building his kingdom.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah.
It's about building his kingdom. For whatever he's going to give you, whatever part you have and getting that kingdom together for him, saving souls, bringing people to Christ, whatever it is that he's got to do, he's going to show you how to do it. And he knows that the only one that can do what he wants you to do at that point in time is you. So just keep your eyes focused on God. That's my thing for 2012.
Amen. Amen. That's powerful. That's a powerful word, to keep your eyes focused on God, because when we focus our eyes on God, then we don't have time to be frustrated, because it's not about us. Like you said, Francis Mary, it's about building the kingdom of God. And when we get into the kingdom, when we move from, I'm so far removed from church. I moved from church to the kingdom a long time ago. I love the church. God loves the church. You know, Jesus is the head of the church. But we have to move from having church to building kingdom, you know, to manifesting kingdom, to making sure that God's will is being done here on earth as it has already been established in heaven. God has already established some things pertaining to you and I, and all that we have to do is walk it out. We got to walk this thing out, not looking to the left or to the right. You're speaking my language. You are speaking my language on today.
Praise God. You know, because that's what it's about. If you connected to God, you being in his presence at all times, I mean, you know, he just shows up anytime he wants to. All you got to do is receive him when he shows up. And he will just make everything happen. I no longer even think about what I'm going to do the next day or the next hour. I just say, let God have your way. And that's the way it works. Let
God
him
have
his
way.
My.
How much easier it would be for all of us if we just said, God, have your way. And that's it. Lord, have your way. And that's the prayer that Jesus taught the disciples to pray. Lord, let your will be done. Let your will be done. You have your way. Let me move myself out the way, because I know what I think. You know, and you're an evangelist. And, you know, me, I'm a preacher. I would guess I would call myself somewhat of an evangelist, because I've been preaching around different places. But the last year and a half, it's like God has had me consecrated. You know, he's had me in this quiet place. Yeah. And, you know, and it's like, for me, it's like, God, have your way. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way. Let your will be done. And my husband often says, he says, I don't want to receive anything from God until I'm ready to receive it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, so many times we're asking God, put me on major platforms. Lord, let me go preach here. Let me go preach there. Lord, use me greatly, mightily for your glory. And we're giving God these directives and telling God what we want to do for him, instead of waiting for God to let us know what it is that he has for us to do for him. And we're pushing ourselves out there. I believe some of us are pushing ourselves out there too soon, and God is saying, okay, go ahead. And he's allowing us to get tripped up, you know, as a part of our building. You know, I don't know if you've ever stepped out on a pulpit to preach and just found yourself out there just, you know, like, what in the world am I doing out here right now? Like, this might not have been where God wanted you to be at that particular place.
Right.
Maybe you found yourself floundering in your words, or maybe the sermon didn't come out quite the way you wanted it to, or maybe you found yourself like me. I've had times when I stepped out and I wanted to be like Cheryl Brady or Paula White. You know, and God had to deal with me and say, girl, when are you going to learn that I called you to use you for you? I didn't call you to be like nobody else.
I had to learn
this, you know, through the process. And the beautiful thing about God is he allows us to go through the process. And when we go through that process, we get to be like Paul. We get to be content. Because we've gone out ahead of God. But now we know, like you and I have learned, to just let go and let God. Let him have his way.
Absolutely. Because whatever God has for you is for you. It doesn't mean that it's just like your girlfriend or like a Cheryl Brady or what have you. You got to be you. I mean, some years ago, I asked God to teach me how to be the woman that he wants me to be. Now, when he just started grooming me and taking me through all kinds of changes, oh, man, I'm telling you, my world was turned upside down. But I can tell you right now, anything that I do is not to be copying off anyone else. It's all about what God is showing me and what he's telling me, whether it's through my writings, whether it's through my speakings, whatever the case may be. It's all about what God has for me to deliver to the people. And so that's how I'm walking with God, and I think everybody should be walking that way. Wait until God gives you the okay. He may give you a vision that may be 6 months away, but don't walk out yet, even if you're not sure. Ask God, Father, is it for now? You know, should I do this now? But you know what? We all human, so you might trip up every now and then, but you know what? He'll bring you back in like the daddy that he is and just say, okay, daughter, just wait for a moment. You know?
Yeah.
That's what I'm loving about God.
What a mighty God. What a mighty God. What an awesome God we serve. We're human and we err, but he is magnificent. You know, he's provident. He's sovereign, and he makes no mistakes. So we serve a mighty God, and I tell you, I thank you so much for calling in. Give us, because you are a writer, give us the name of your book. Just give us the name of your book and let us know something about your book. You have to come and be my guest so that I can highlight your book.
Oh, certainly. Anytime. You just let me know. The name of my book is Motives of the Heart Through Trials, Tribulations, and Tests, and you can get it through Amazon.com. And I also have an e-book out when I just did a teleseminar a couple of weeks ago, and that's called 10 Powerful Keys to Letting Go and Living a Victorious Life, and that's on Lulu.com. And I certainly have all of that information on my Facebook page, and you know I'm always advertising. So that those kinds of things is what I'm doing right now. As of Monday night, January the 9th at 8 o'clock, I will also be doing a teleseminar, and that is called 8 Golden Keys to Moving Yourself Out of the Way. And so that's a free teleseminar that I'm giving. So I'll be posting for the next few days all about that on my Facebook page.
Okay, and her Facebook page, for those of you who are listening, is, I don't know if you have the evangelist there. Is
no,
evangelist,
it's just Mary Pate.
Evangelist Mary Pate. So
no, it's just Mary Pate. My Facebook page is just Mary Pate. My last name is
Mary
Pate. Peter. A-T-S and Tom E. Yeah.
And so go on over to Mary Pate's Facebook. That's Mary, M-A-R-Y-P-A-T-E.
Mm-hmm.
And connect with this woman of God. I had the opportunity of meeting her at a play a couple of years ago, a year and a half ago. And I tell you, she always has the fire of the Lord. So just call, go on over to Facebook, check out her books. She has an e-book. She also has the a book that you can buy, the paperback book, and take advantage of this free teleseminar that's starting on tomorrow. So
It's January the 9th, Monday, January the 9th, the teleseminar.
Please, you help me out here because I just traveled all the way to Florida and back, so I'm somewhere.
Listen to you. So you must be a little tired. But no, my teleseminar is scheduled for Monday night, January the 9th at 8 p.m. And I will definitely be posting constantly on Facebook because I believe in marketing. So it's going to be constantly done. The devil tried to knock me down and got me kicked off of Facebook the other day, but I'm coming back on. But that's all right. You know, we know there's always the enemy is always watching, but you know what? I just come back stronger because that's what we have
to
do.
That's right. Amen.
And
so
appreciate you, Pastor Rebecca.
But let me ask you.
Sure.
Well, let me ask you a question. They tried to kick you off of Facebook for advertising?
No. I had put something on there. You know when these little scrambly letters come up? They will get, and I could not decipher the letters to be able to put them in the box. And for I had just put my advertisement on for my first advertisement for my teleseminar that's coming up on January 9th. And all of a sudden I get this thing, and so then Facebook told me, you're going to have to be off of Facebook. You won't be able to post for like 24 to 48 hours. And I was like, why? So then they say something about I had malware or something. Now, I know I have the antivirus on my computer. So I just said, you know what? In the name of Jesus, I'm rebuking this right now. I see what's going on, and I'm look, I'm so far beyond that. I'm not stopping just because the devil thinks he's going to stop me to do anything. I'm going forth in the name of Jesus. So I just come over to my son's house and use his computer.
Amen. In the name of Jesus. And there's no stopping us. I did a conference before last year. There's no stopping us. You know, when we're on the mission for Jesus, when we're about kingdom, there's no stopping us. So you just continue to move forward in Jesus, knowing that God has a great plan for your life. I love your zeal. I love your excitement, your enthusiasm, your fire for the Lord. And I just thank you so much for just coming over and sharing what God has shown you for even the end of this year, what God has shown you, and encouraging me and my listeners for going into 2012. So thank you so much for coming by and blessing us.
Thank you so much for having me on. God bless you. I just figured I wouldn't even get a call in, you know, to be able to say anything. I took with all the people probably waiting in line. But I bless God for you, Pastor Rebecca. I do see what you're doing. From time to time, I do hit you up with something. But I bless God for you. Just keep on doing what you're doing for the kingdom of God.
Amen. Praise God. And I look forward to having you as a guest next year. I'll be connecting with you.
Thank you so very much. God bless you. Have a great new year.
Amen. God bless you. You too. Let the Lord bless you mightily on to this upcoming year. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is so good. Amen. We just had a caller come in, Evangelist Mary Pate. She is a powerful woman of God. You want to check her out on Facebook. She's at Mary Pate. That's M-A-R-Y. P-A-T-E on Facebook. And she's having a free teleseminar. And that's going to be powerful. So check it out. Check it out. Go to her Facebook page and connect with her. And look, if you're out there and you want to talk about what you're doing for the kingdom, this is the place to be, because I sure don't mind talking about the works that God's people are doing. Amen. According to the unctioning of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So come on in. You can call in. And again, we're talking about what's going on with you as far as this last day of the year. What has God done for you this year? And what are you looking forward to from God in this upcoming year? Come on. Don't be shy. Go ahead and call in 646-652-4832. I'm looking forward to talking to you. As you can see, I have been traveling, and I am not, no ways tired. What the old gospel artist says, I'm not feeling no ways tired, but I'm telling you, I do have to fight through even that little tinge of weariness that might be trying to come and stop me from doing this broadcast. But I scheduled it, and I know that God wanted us to come together on this last day of the year. I'm so excited. It's the last day of the year. Not only is it the last day of the year, but it is the last broadcast of 2011 for me. And I tell you, God showed me over 13,000 listeners this year that I was able to go and look at the reporting. And you all are to be thanked. I'm so grateful for each and every one of you who tune in on a regular basis as we go forth, as we share about women's issues and everything that we're encountering as women, as we fight through some of our pain together. We have had a magnificent year on this year. So I'm excited not only about what God has done this year, but about what God is getting ready to do. Listen, God is getting ready to do something so magnificent. No, that's not true. Let me just change that. God is in the process now of doing something so magnificent in your life. Let me just say that again. God is in the process now of doing something so magnificent in your life. I'm telling you, God says, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. God has a great plan for your life. God has a plan to prosper you. He has a plan to give you hope. God has a plan to fill you with even more joy. Some of you have been standing at this standing of his might, and God wants you to know that he is going to continue to not only uphold you, but God's going to continue to strengthen you. God's going to strengthen you. He's going to continue to anoint you. God wants you to stay in his faith. He wants you to stay in his word. God wants you prayer. God is saying, don't grow weary. Don't give up. Keep your hands to the plow. Know that he has not forsaken you. God will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He's always with you. Know that God has not forgotten you. You are not forgotten. Know that God's fullness of time is yet to come for your life. If you just yet hold on to his unchanging hand, if you refuse to look back, if you refuse to quit, then God is going to bless you mightily. I'm telling you, the Lord is already moving. So many people say that God is getting ready to do what God is going to do. I want you to know that God is not getting ready to do anything. God has already done it. He's already done it. But what we're waiting for is something called manifestation. We're waiting for that what God has already spoken and God that what God has already done. We're waiting for it to become visible. We're waiting for the time when we will be able to see what God has done. Hey, somebody better grab that right now. We are waiting for the time when we will be able to see with our natural eyes that which God has done. Listen, I want to say this to somebody right now. You ain't seen nothing yet. See, you ain't seen nothing yet because the Bible tells us that eyes have not seen the things which God has planned for you. You have not heard nothing yet. God is still yet moving. Look, God's greatest miracle, his greatest blessing is just yet still coming your way. If you would just wait on the Lord, that's what me, I was just talking about before Evangelist Mary Pate called, and she called in and confirmed that word. It's being confirmed in the chat room. It's being confirmed. Pastor Sherry Jones confirmed it, and also is being confirmed by I Am Inspired Minister Valerie Allen. Coach Lalisa confirmed it. Listen, if we stay on the battlefield, look, now is not the time. Listen, it's the end of the year, but it is not the end of the road. Somebody needs to hear that on today. You come this far, you come this far by faith. Don't grow weary. Don't grow weary in well doing, because listen, your due season has not come. The Bible says, in due season you shall reap. So if you haven't reaped yet, you need to be shouting. You need to be celebrating because your turn is coming. Your turn is coming. You're on the verge of a breakthrough. If you have not reaped yet, your turn is coming. Somebody needs to say, it's my turn. It's my turn. You know, my turn is coming. You know, I haven't gotten that husband yet. I haven't gotten the house yet. I haven't gotten the money yet, but it's coming. Oh, come on, somebody. Don't have the joy yet. You know, don't have the promises yet, but they're coming because God has already done it. He's already moved on your behalf, and all that you have to do is position yourself to receive the blessings that God has already mandated for your life. It's already done. God already mandated blessings for your life. You don't have to look at your brother or look at your sister or even me. You know, my mother has this huge house in Florida. My brother has a huge house in North Carolina. My other sister has a huge house in Missouri. As a matter of fact, she has three houses. But you know what? I don't have to look at them and look at my house, which was built in 1929. It's a huge house. It needs some work. But I don't have to look at my house, and because it's not a new house, despise the fact that they've been blessed. That's what I'm saying to you. Listen, whatever you have, whatever you're holding, whatever you're working with, you know, you go ahead and you work that thing. You work that faith. Amen. Believe in God for whatever he's shown you, whatever he's allowed you to conceive in your mind, he's going to allow you to give birth to that thing. Come on. You got to know that God is no joke. He's not playing. In the fullness of time, it shall come to pass. You're going to give birth. Listen, you can't give birth to a baby before due date. You're going to give birth to everything that God has allowed you to conceive by the precious Holy Spirit. Don't give up. Look, there's no time to be discouraged or depressed. Maybe you didn't spend time with family over the holidays. Maybe, you know, your bills are stacking up. Maybe your money's tight. Amen. Maybe your boo ain't right. You know, whatever it is, I want just to encourage you that God has better. If it's bad, God has better. Amen. If it's lacking in any way, God is the El Shaddai. He's the all-sufficient one. He's the almighty one. And he'll fill every hole. He'll fill every void. He'll fill everything that's lacking. God's going to make it up to you. He'll give you double for your trouble, baby. You know, we have to believe this. And when we get to the point that we believe God, listen, then it's against all odds that it's going to be what God said it shall be. Amen. So you go ahead and y'all go ahead and call in. Look, don't leave me out here by myself. Hallelujah. Go ahead and call it. I believe and say, you know, I was talking to evangelists, and, you know, I see in the chat room, God bless you all in the chat room. They're encouraging the word, you know, because, listen, Minister Valerie Allen, she's shouting in there. She's shouting. She said, count it all joy. Count it all joy when you fall into deepest temptation. Listen, there's a purpose for your pain, my God. There's a reason you're going through all of the mess that you found yourself going through in 2011. Can anybody testify that 2011 was not an easy year? I can tell you that it wasn't an easy year for me. I went through some stuff in 2011. You know, but the great thing about that is, even though we were going through God's grace and His mercy, they were new every day. God was still pouring out favor on our lives. Where what was bad could have been worse, but God held back the hand of trouble. When the enemy came in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord rose up a standard against them. The devil didn't have no room to come in and try to take you out of here. He couldn't kill you. He couldn't make you lose your mind. He couldn't make you stop praising God. He couldn't take your joy, because this joy that you have, you know that the world didn't give it to you, and the devil sure couldn't steal it and take it away. Come on, somebody. Y'all know I'm talking right up in here. God is good. He's good all the time, and all the time God is good. This is December the 31st, 2011, and we're still praising God, our Father who art in heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. We're still worshiping God. And 2012, guess what, y'all? I'm going to still be praising God. 2012, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter what it acts like or smells like or tastes like, guess what? I'm going to still be praising God, because God is still yet worthy to be praised. And the devil wants to shut us up. He wants to shut you up. He wants to shut me up. Just get us to shut down and shut up and go into a corner somewhere. But guess what? The devil is a liar. He's a liar. He's a weakling. He's already defeated. Amen. The devil has no power unless we give it to him. And I don't know about you, but I'm not about to give this devil no power. Y'all tell you, your eyes are telling you, y'all got me stirred up in here. God is good and worthy to be praised. He's good. He's good. You know, I came home last night. I was so good, so glad to see my house. I was so glad to see my living room. I was glad to see my bed. I'm praising God because I have a roof over my head. You might live in an apartment. You might live in a shack. You might need some home improvement. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. But you got to yet still be praising God. Amen. You got to still be worshiping God. And even as we end this year, December 31st, 2011, you might need self-improvement. But guess what? There's always room for improvement. Amen. And we serve a God who's in the making and the molding business. Amen. He is the potter, and we are the clay. And if you would just surrender yourself under His mighty hand, God's going to make you into, He's going to make you into someone awesome. My God, you're already, you don't even know you're somebody awesome. But the Bible says that we're created in the image of God, worthy of honor and respect. Come on, you're created in His image. Don't you know how awesome you are? You are awesome. You're wonderfully and fearfully made. You might have, like I said, there's some improvements. I looked at myself in some pictures, and I was like, Lord Jesus, how much weight did you gain this year? You know, and I tell you, I know that my scripture is 3 John 2. Beloved, I pray that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. So, you know, we got to get it right. Some of us just need to put down the sugar, put down the fried foods. Some of us just need to put down the junk, amen, and walk into kingdom. We got to get it right. I just got to get it right, amen, hallelujah. I ate a little bit more than I should have last year. Come on, anybody know what I'm talking about? But God is able, amen, He's able. God is able. Don't despise small beginnings. Don't despise where you are right now. Don't feel bad about where you find yourself right now. Just know that you can get up again. Amen. You know, they say a righteous man will fall 7 times, but God picks him up again. Amen. You can get up again. Amen. You don't have to stay down. You don't have to stay discouraged. You don't have to stay doubting. Amen. You can come. I'm here to help you. I'm here to help you get up. Amen. Hallelujah. To help you move, you know. Yeah, just move, you know. Just shake yourself, amen. Shake yourself loose. Come on, somebody. Shake yourself loose from that lie that the devil has tried to wrap around you. Shake yourself loose. Keep moving forward. I know they don't like what you're doing. I know they don't like that you're doing things for the kingdom of God. I know people talk about you. I know people don't like you, but you keep, as Evangelist Mary Pate just said, you keep on keeping on for Jesus. You keep on doing what you're doing. You keep moving forward, amen. You keep believing God. You keep doing the work of the kingdom. You keep pouring into other people's lives. It's going to come back to you. You know, you keep loving on folk, amen. You keep blessing folk. Watch God. You keep on building that ministry and building that business. Keep your hands. You're not worthy if you put your hands to the plow and look back. We don't have time to be looking back. We got to keep moving forward, amen. Hallelujah. Now, you know, and the people are not always going to approve of what you do. Come on. They're going to talk about you like a dog. Let me say it again. People are not always going to approve of what you do. They're going to talk about you like a dog. They're going to say, who does she think he is? She is. Who does he think he is? What makes them think they can do that? Who called them to do that? You know, you just got to know in your heart of hearts that God called you. You got to know that it was a vision from the Lord. You got to know that God inspired you, amen. That God is the one who put this unction in your soul, who wanted you to speak out against molestation, who wanted you to help people to use their gifts, who wanted you to coach people into their destiny, who wanted you to pour into folk, even when you felt empty, amen. Holla, you know, it was God who called you to do this work. Come on. Some of us here who do what we do, your prayer warriors, my friend Kathy Jones is a prayer warrior. She's an intercessor prayer. I mean, she will pray. She knows how to touch the hem of his garment, to get into the inner courts, to get into the holiest of the holies. Amen. Hallelujah. She'll lay on her face and she'll pray for you for hours. Amen. Spending time with the Lord. She loves prayer. You know, but how many of you know that she's had some mornings, and I'm sure she hasn't talked to me about it, but she's had some mornings when the devil would come in and mess with her, or some days when the devil would, as she was getting up for prayer, the devil would want to try to lie and tell her that her prayers are not going to come to fruition, that it's no use. But, you know, I thank God for the word of God, you know, and I know my friend Kathy is a woman of the word, amen, and I can hear her now saying, Satan, get behind me. I rebuke you, because God said his word shall not come back to him void. God said, if we pray anything and believe it, that if we pray anything according to his will and believe that we receive that thing, that we will, that God will do that thing for which we have prayed. God answers prayer. The word says the prayers of the righteous are powerful and effective. The fervent prayers. You know, we have to do this thing right. Amen. Hallelujah. So God is good and he's worthy. Listen, the devil's going to come. That's the fiery darts of the devil. That's why you got to have that shield of faith. To ward off the fiery dart, the lies of the devil. The devil wants to make you doubt God. That's why you got to have that helmet of salvation. Put on your armor, women of God. Put on your armor. Amen. Stop going out half-dressed. Put on your armor. And I'm not talking about a blouse and a skirt. I'm talking about the shield of faith, the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of shot with the gospel of peace. I'm talking about your sword, that word of God, and that prayer when you're praying in the spirit, my God, at all times. Praying. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm talking about having that shield of faith in place. Amen. Hallelujah. That helmet of salvation. Listen, the devil wants to play with your mind. That's why you have to put on your helmet. Amen. So that he can't get the lies to penetrate. We can't allow the devil's lies to penetrate. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I didn't mean to preach, but God is so good. I met a preacher. We saw a preacher friend when we were in Florida, Pastor Sandra Haynes, and she came over to Mom's house to see us. And, yeah, I like that, boot up. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, I am inspired. Valerie Allen said, boot up. Amen. But she came over and she asked both Pastor Anthony and I what we saw for 2012. And then we asked her what we saw. And girlfriend, my sister preacher girl started preaching. Amen. Hallelujah. The preacher hit her, and she just started preaching right in my mother's kitchen. Amen. The Bible tells us to preach the word in season and out of season. Whether they want to hear or not, amen, we got to preach the word. Amen. God is good. Amen. Hallelujah. Minister Valerie Allen, preacher. Amen. Hallelujah. Preacher. Amen. Pastor Sherry Jones, preacher. You are called to preach. You know, and we want to be, in order all of the time. You know, sometimes we walk around, we will shout in the church, but we'll whisper in the world. What's that about? You know, we're shouting in the church, but when we get in the world, you can't hear us above a whisper. And, you know, sometimes we got to shout in the world. You know, we got to cry loud and spare not. Amen. Hallelujah. We got to preach because there are so many. You will be amazed. There were like 15 people in my mother's house, and we got a sermon. Amen. We got exhorted and encouraged and edified in the word of God. Preach, preacher. Amen. Hallelujah. I like that. Preach, preacher. Amen. Hallelujah. So, come on, 646-652-4832. Call me and let me hear you talk for a minute. Amen. Let me know what's going on with you. Amen. Hallelujah. We have a caller. This is Pastor Anthony Simmons. God bless you, honey. Welcome to Woman to Woman. Amen.
Amen. I love that energy. I love that fire and fervor for the things of God. Amen.
Yes.
It's so powerful in the Bible. Back in the Old Testament, a man of God stuck a javelin through somebody because they were coming against his God and his people. And he was rewarded for his zealousness, for his zeal, for the things of God. And we're in a world that's opposing the things of God. There are two systems, two kingdoms in operation at all times. And as you said, we cannot be silent. Even when we're the minority, even when we are the few, hallelujah, we need to speak up. And like you said, spare not. So I just thank God for your enthusiasm for God's kingdom and loving on the people of God, these women of God that tune into you. It's just so powerful because sometimes you do need energy and enthusiasm and excitement and the joy of the Lord to be revealed. You know, so many are going through so much, Pastor Rebecca, and sometimes the joy of the Lord, even though it's there, it's dormant. It's just lying. But we're going to wake that lion up today. We're going to... Glory be to God. We're going to wake up. Now, we're going to cross over into 2012. I heard one of your callers earlier who's not into resolutions. I feel the same way. But sometimes, you know, as we look at the calendar year, we are human. And I talked to a gentleman today who's trying to stop smoking. We spoke to somebody in Florida who's trying to put down cigarettes. And sometimes it's something that mentally that happens when there's a new year and the clock strikes 12. So, if it takes a resolution for you to break through and break out, do what you got to do, but make it happen, whether it's on this side or the next side as we go into a new year just in a few hours. But I'm just excited about the things of God. I know you've been on these airways all year long on Saturdays, giving up your Saturdays. You can be at the mall. You can be sitting down because you pastor and you prophesy and you preach. You can want those Saturdays for yourself, but you have sacrificed much. And I just see God opening more doors for you because of your great sacrifice during 2011. I don't think you missed the broadcast. Even when we're on vacation sometimes, you think about your commitment and your obligation to this audience. So I just thank God for you. I've been blessed by it all year long, what you've shared on these Saturdays, these couple hours that we have with you. So I just want to love on you and thank you for doing what you do. Your books and your ministry, your words of exhortation to your people. It's just been so powerful. I know I'm not the only one appreciating you in the earth realm. And I just want to tell you publicly that I love you and I thank you.
Amen, honey. Thank you so much. Thank you. I love you too. And I thank God for you because, you know, I couldn't do this if you didn't support it, if you didn't support me giving up my Saturdays, and being weary sometimes after I get off of the air because, you know, virtue does go out of you when you're doing ministry, seriously, doing ministry for the Lord. So I just thank you for being in my corner, for agreeing to come and do the marriage moments here on the Women to Women show, pouring into women everywhere, pouring into marriages everywhere. I thank you for being a man of integrity, a man of character who stands uprightly before me, first and foremost, and then before our congregation over at New Creation Christian Ministries, because I just thank God for you. You know, Pastor Anthony, I thank God for you because, you know, I was a sinner. You know, I was a sinner of sinners. just like Paul. You know, I was like one of the worst of sinners, you know, when I met you in the bar that night. And you were a baby Christian, you know, who was trying to find his way out as well. And, you know, you met me that night and you told me about church and invited me to church, and I told you I was going to hell from the bar stool and not the church pews, because I thought all Christians were hypocrites. But honey, when you told me, you said, "Well, I like you anyway. I like you." I think you said, "I like your spirit" or something corny, crazy like that. And you said, "But can I have your phone number? I wanna be friends. I wanna keep in touch with you." And I gave you my business card that day. I believe I did write my home phone number on the back of that card. I don't know if I did. But that was beginning. That was the beginning of my end, you know, as I was. And I just thank God for that day, you know. And ever since that day, you have not failed to advance in kingdom living. Not that you were perfect, when you, of course, because you wouldn't have been in that bar, but you allowed the Lord to move you from glory to glory, from faith to faith. And, you know, and that is just such a powerful testimony. It's one thing to preach the gospel, but it's another thing to live this thing out. It's another thing to live the gospel. And you have never failed to live the gospel. I mean, I've seen God work some things out in you, and he's worked some stuff out in me, but you're a man of God, you know, and I just thank God for you. I appreciate you as my husband. I thank you for being a huge part of my maturity, of God perfecting me in the things of faith. And I thank God for his marvelous plan to put us together as husband and wife, because even though it hasn't always been easy, Lord knows it hasn't been easy, but it's been right, and it's been real, and it's been God. It's been to his glory. So I just thank God for you, and I encourage you to keep being the man of God that you are. Keep letting God use you mightily as the man of God that you are, as a preacher, as a teacher, amen, as his pastor, amen, to the flock. Just keep allowing God to use you, even as you come and do the marriage moments here, and as a husband and as a father, because his like Paul said, by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace is not in vain. I just see that exemplified in your life, that he has, by his grace, made you into the man you are today, and his grace is not in vain. So, honey, thank you for those words. I love you, and I thank God for you. I really, truly do thank God for you. You're a wonderful husband and wonderful pastor, and, you know, I just thank God for you. So thank you. Thank you for all that you do for us.
Amen. I received that from you, and again, I love you, but I did. That's amazing you thought about that card that you gave me. No, it did not have your home number on it. I actually called you at your office. You were at Merrill Lynch, and you, I guess you played it safe. You gave me your work number. But we see all these years later it was meant to be. And I just thank God that we were instrumental in both, you know, both of our lives and our walks with God, because you and I are convinced that deliverance is a real event. And that's why we see the best in people, because although people struggle, although we're going to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling, I just want to tell the women of God that you can do all things through Christ. So I just thank God that our marriage has endured, and the ministry has endured, and even you, Pastor Beck, on these airways, you know, sometimes you hear people for a moment and then they're gone, because anytime you want to do something for God, those of you in ministry, get ready. I mean, when you serious want to serve the Lord, get ready for some serious warfare, because it's not going to come easy every ounce of the way. Everything that you want to do for the kingdom, chances are there's going to be some opposition. But Pastor Beck, I do have some marriage things in my spirit I want to share with our audience. When you're ready for me to go forward with that, I just have some thoughts that I'm going to share before we cross over into this new year. But I'm just excited. It's something about my spirit today. Florida was great. It was such sunshine. The people, our children loved it. The road trip, stopping at the restaurants and meeting people. We met a wonderful Christian. I think it was a mother and daughter, and the lady was pregnant at a restaurant yesterday. And and they were saying they down there in North Carolina doing mission work spreading the kingdom, and just introduced themselves. And it encourages you when you meet people like that, knowing that you're not by yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, that was great. We were out there having lunch with Gary, and they were here at the next table, and they heard our conversation. You never know who's watching you. You never know what people are saying. And Pastor Emily, I do want you to go into the marriage moments. Amen. I want to welcome everybody in the chat room. The chat room is full. Coach LaLisa, guest 2104, guest 2111, Pastor Elvira Craig, God bless you. I believe it's your first time here. God bless you, Pastor. Pastor Sherry Jones, Sister Tina Love, Tina L.A., amen. And I am inspired, Valerie Allen. I want to, our phone lines are lit, amen. I do recognize Ray and Kathy Jones and some other numbers there. I also recognize somebody from the North Carolina area and somebody from the Newark area. God bless you. Pastor Envy, we do have a caller. We're going to take this caller from the 504 area code, and then we're going to have you share your marriage moments. God bless you. Area code 504. Welcome to the Woman to Woman show.
Hi, this is Taylor Michael from New Orleans. How are you?
Amen. Who's calling?
This is Taylor Michael.
Oh, God praise bless God. You. You're calling from New Orleans?
That's correct.
Amen. Well, God bless you. Thank you for calling in to let your voice be heard. What's on your mind?
I do not believe anyone should ever be making New Year's resolutions. The reason for that being is like every other holiday. If you have the virtue to say, I need to change something about myself, the minute that you realize that, you ought to be working at it. People have become dependent upon holidays, become dependent on gift-giving and selflessness. And Christmas, they become dependent on Thanksgiving for family get-togethers and for big feasts. They become dependent on Valentine's Day for expressing the love for the ones they're with, for happy birthdays. They're dependent upon celebrating life. All these things have regulated the way that we celebrate each other in our lives. And I think in a very degrading kind of way. You know, for us to segregate anything to a calendar, to a day on a calendar once a year is beyond me. And I think that changing yourself or having resolutions for yourself should never be at the beginning of the year. It should always be consistently and spontaneously.
Amen. Amen, my brother. I agree with that. I do. I agree that, you know, you said something so powerful. You said when you realize that you need to change something about yourself, then you should go ahead and begin to make those changes. And it may take a resolve in your mind where you have a made up mind, you know, where you have really resolved in your mind that I'm going to do this, but it should not be dependent upon a day on the calendar. That's just so powerful, because we should resolve to make positive changes in our lives at all time. I mean, that should be a part of our daily walk. You know, I know that it's a part of my daily walk. Now, and it's probably a part of a lot of people's daily walks to make these changes, but we'll admit that sometimes it's hard to make those changes. What advice do you have for people who may feel stuck in a rut? They know they need to make the changes, but they through the year, they find it hard and difficult to make the necessary changes. So this one day, this New Year's Day that comes up when people are making these resolutions is a prime opportunity for them to say, you know what, this year I'm going to lose the weight. This year I'm going back to school.
But every single day is that opportunity. That's what I'll never empathize with people who say it's hard, it's difficult. Every single day, it's hard and difficult to do it. And you think it's difficult. It's not difficult. It's less difficult because it's marked on the calendar. To me, that's absolutely foolish. You may not have till New Year's to start your resolution. You may die before you get there. You know, it's as terrible as that may seem to say, it's true. You do not know how much time you have. So to say that I'm going to wait until the beginning of the next year to do what I need to do is absolutely foolish to me. It was once said, and I don't remember who said it, but he said, the best time to start is yesterday. The second best time is today. So I have no empathy for people who are unable to do something, because I truly believe he is able who thinks he is able. There have been men who burned themselves alive and did not flinch. there have been men who have done the most extreme and unbelievable things because they put their mind to it. There is no excuse ever.
Yes, and what do you do for a living?
I'm in the United States Navy.
You know, it's funny because as you were speaking, I was thinking about my sister, First Sergeant Jacqueline Bowie, and she's in the Army, and I was thinking about, because that's her mentality. You know, she's like, no, there's no excuse. There's no excuse for you not doing better and having better, even with finances. She, you know, she's the stickler for living within your means, paying your bills. You know, and these are things that she's, you know, she's set on, and she lives a good life. She's a leader of leaders, and you sound, you know, when I was listening to her, I said, this man sounds like a leader. You know, he sounds like someone who is leading other people into success. You know, you have coaches, you have pastors, you have officers in the military, whose goal is to push people to be the very best that they can be. And I heard that in you as you were speaking, my brother. And I just thank you so much for calling in and sharing with us that there may not even be a tomorrow. And I don't know if you're a Christian or not. Are you Christian?
I'm Buddhist. I'm not. My entire family's Catholic, but I'm not.
Okay, you say you're Buddhist?
That's correct.
Okay, because the Bible, you know, as Christians, the Bible tells us that we can do, and it is our belief, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, that nothing is impossible with God. And if we even begin to declare a thing, you know, if we declare a thing, then it shall be established. So there's so many things that we have in the Word of God, even as Christians, because you called into a Christian show, and you called in with some very good advice, and I love what you said. But for those of you who are listening, who heard him speak, we have no excuse because we truly can do all things, and the Bible does not ever tell us to depend upon one certain day to make the changes that we know are necessary in our lives. So thank you so much for calling in and sharing your input about resolutions. I really appreciate you calling in. And
no problem,
have you ever looked at... Amen. You know, since you're on the call, I'm going to ask you, have you ever looked at Christianity?
I have. I don't want to I don't necessarily want to, you know, cause too much disagreement between us, but I do find religion, all religion, with the exception of Buddhism, as it is, there is no God, there is no rules or whatever. In many cases, I find them to be infectious because of what they do to mankind. But I do recognize certain parts, whereas I was just about to bring this up, in the Bible, I believe there was a story where a man was pushing a cart and or was being told he had to, something like that, and he kept asking Jesus to help him, and apparently it was responded to him that, how can I help you if you're not willing to help yourself? So, I mean, that's one of the things that I would say to learn from, for those of you who are Christian. That if you're looking for a helping hand, there's one at the end of each of your own arms.
That is true. You know, and the great thing about Christianity is that we have a helper, you know, and that's what makes our walk so powerful, is that we have the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. You know, when Jesus ascended, before he ascended, he told the disciples that were walking with him, that he walked with, that he was not going to leave them alone, and he was going to send them a helper. You know, and that helper is available to all of us as Christians when we believe, we receive. You know, we believe in God, I mean, you know, to the point of God in three persons, you know, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. So we have a lot of help. And then God gives us the ability within ourselves to make the necessary changes. So, yes, you're absolutely right. We have the help of the Lord. So that's why I'm so excited about the gospel, because I tried to do things within my own power, but I couldn't, you know. I mean, I was making some progress, but there were some things that, since I've become a Christian, have become so much easier for me. Life is not perfect, but it's so much easier with Jesus. But again, I thank you so much for calling in and speaking with me on today, and I encourage you to call back and speak with me again. Did I lose my show?
No, the show is still here.
Is anybody there?
We're here. I don't know if you lost the caller.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with my switchboard. It just, I guess they, ain't nobody mad but the devil. We were having a good dialogue with the brother. Brother Michael, are you still there? Amen. Okay, so Pastor Emmy, what do you think about all of that?
Amen.
About us being able to help ourselves.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's amazing to be regenerated, to be transformed by the renewing of your mind, knowing that the Holy Spirit, the greater one, really dwells on the inside of us. It is a sad fact that many Christians outwardly, where we should be physically blessed, spiritually blessed, mentally blessed, sometimes people of other faiths and other walks don't see the outward manifestation of the Christianity that we so-called talk out of our mouth. We as Christians, and many Christians, you and I both know this fully well, have the capacity to change. Now, will we apply the necessary things needed to change? I don't know. Sometimes, you know, opposition comes and we don't want to go to church anymore. Sometimes we have a Bible at home that we will not open. Sometimes, you know, the power of prayer, we understand it, but we won't take time out to pray. So we can make excuses and give reasons, but there's always something in our Word of God that puts something in a believer's hand that they must do to get the results that they're looking for. So to a degree, I wholeheartedly agree with my brother that it should not take January 1st or a significant calendar date, a new birthday, to change. You and I have the Holy Spirit. There's no condemnation unto those of us who are in Christ Jesus, but the Holy Spirit does convict us when we do things contrary to the Word of God. So with that conviction, God is trying to create change in our lives. But, Pastor Rebecca, if we push past the conviction and keep seeing the boyfriend that, you know, we know God's not wanting us to be with, or keep arguing with the husband that God gave us, or we keep undermining ourselves at our place of employment, doing things that are not of integrity, if we move past the conviction, then there's no regeneration, there's no transformation, and people are mocking the church because they know too many Christians that are not living with their preaching.
Yeah, and that's it. You know, as Christians, you know, He's in the Navy, the United States Navy, and Jackie, she's in the United States Army. You know, and the mentality, when you think about the Bible tells us to endure hardness as a good soldier. You know, our mentality, and then we talked about putting on the full armor of God. The mentality is that we are soldiers in the army of the Lord. You know, you have the army of the world, you have the military of the world, but when you become a soldier in the army of the Lord, there truly is nothing that is impossible for you. And there's a strength that comes through the power of the Holy Ghost that the world does not have. We have something so powerful as Christians, you know, and I just thank God that the brother even took the time to call in to, you know, and as soon as I started talking to him about Jesus, my switchboard went crazy, Pastor. I lost my chat room. I don't know if the people are still in the chat room because I'm still trying to get back into my chat room. And I don't know if the brother was dropped or not, or if he was cut off, or if he hung up, but he wasn't there any longer. So, you know, it's like the devil wants to keep, and this isn't, you know, the devil wants to keep us in darkness. He does not want as many people as the devil can keep away from Christianity, he will. But when people really listen and are schooled, educated about true Christianity, about the fact that there is a God and that God has nothing but good things in mind for you, that he's not a God of judgment only, but he's also a God of grace and favor, and that God has more good plans and good thoughts towards you than evil. He has no evil thoughts to you, as a matter of fact, towards you. And when we get to the point where we truly know the character of God and how much God loves us, you know, then there's nothing that will keep us from walking into his loving arms, from running into his loving arms. You know, and as I was getting ready to, you know, as I was sharing with the brother about it, my chat room totally went. It's gone. He was in the chat room, too. So I'm like, okay, Father, we just thank you and we praise you. Even for our last caller, we thank you, Father God, for his life, and we thank you for his wisdom that he shared with us, O Lord. And we even ask, Father God, that you, Father God, will just spark up something in his heart, even from this conversation, that will make him even want to know you better, O God. He's an intelligent man, O God, with great wisdom. And we just ask, Father God, that you would show him you. Show him who you really are, O God. Show him who you really are, that there is no other name but the name of Jesus by which man can be saved. So, Lord, we just pray for our brother. We just pray for his life, for his soul. We pray, Father God, for everything pertaining to him, that you would bless him and bless him indeed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. So, Pastor Emily, go ahead with your marriage moments while I try to get my chat room back up.
Amen. It's amazing. I'm coming from the book of Ruth. We all know the story of Ruth, but I'll paraphrase some of what's going on in this first chapter. But I just want to read a few verses that I want to highlight as I talk about three different things today that God has placed in my spirit. Ruth chapter 1, verse 14, and they lifted up their voice and wept again, and Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. And she said, behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back into her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. And watch this, verse 16. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Thy people will be my people, thy God will be my God. Where you die, I will die, and where you be buried, I'm going to be buried. And that is just so powerful, the response that Ruth and her sister Orpah had in following their mother Naomi back to the land of Bethlehem in Judah. In this story, we see that Ruth had two sons and a husband, and they moved to a land trying to escape the famine in Bethlehem. Her two sons died and her husband died, and she's left with two daughter-in-laws. And one, she tells them both to go back to their own mother, and they said no at first, but this second time, Orpah kissed Naomi and said, I'm going back to my people and to my mother and my way of life. But the Bible says Ruth clave and cleaved. Does that word sound familiar, married couples? Ruth cleaved into her mother-in-law and gave a commitment that, you know, is so impressive in all of the Bible. And I just want to say these two daughter-in-laws had a choice, and we as husband and wives have a choice. And Pastor Beck, I just want to talk very briefly today about choice, change, and commitment. I call them the three C's to success. All of the words begin with the letter C, choice, change, and commitment. And as my brother called earlier, he talked about choice. I strongly believe as husband and wife, we can make a choice today that divorce is never an option. We're going to fuss, we're going to fight, we're going to not get along, we're going to agree to disagree, but the word divorce shouldn't come up. And if it does come up, we should cancel it and rebuke it right away. Over 50% of marriages are ending for a reason, so we realize that we're in a culture, in a world that is not marriage friendly. So with that in mind, you as a husband, you as a wife, must do everything within your power to keep your united front even as we go into this new year. God has kept you together prayerfully all 2011. You, like myself, will celebrate another anniversary on the next calendar year. My wife and I will be married for 16 years next year. Glory be to God. I felt God as I said it, and I got happy as I said it, but I made the choice. Again, I came from the world. I came from dealing with different women and dealing with different relationships. I came from a background not knowing what it meant to be a husband or a father or a man of God. But I made a choice to try to learn how to be a father, how to be a husband, how to become a man of God. And with that choice, as you said, Pastor Becker, earlier, being in that bar as a baby Christian, even out of my mouth, as I recall it now, I was talking about God and the men's conference that I was a part of that year and the man-to-man Bible study. I remember it so vividly because I was making a choice. Tuesday night used to be my go-go bar night, if I can say that on the air. And I used to hang out with the fellas and drink and get drunk and get high. But the church had a service on Tuesday night called man-to-man Bible study. Now I had, what, a choice. I can keep going to the bar and getting high with my friends, or I can go to the man-to-man Bible study and learn how to become a man. The Bible says when I was a child, I acted like a child, I thought like a child, I behaved like a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things and I did not know how to be a man. And that's what's going on with a lot of our men in the world in which we live in. So I made the choice, and I'm just telling every married couple, make a choice for your marriage today. Make a choice like Ruth made a choice for her mother-in-law, Naomi, in a commitment that was admirable. Number two, change. Now, Orpah went back to what she was familiar with. But Ruth was going to a new God, a new people, a new way of living, a new lifestyle. So guess what? She had to be willing to change. And every married couple, we've been doing this for a while, my wife and I, being married for over 15 years, oh, you're going to change. If you want that marriage to last, you will have to change. There's going to be compromise. They're going to be, as the Bible says, submitting to one another. There's going to be a level of tolerance. You don't always have to be right, but you do always have to be righteous. I've learned to try to tame my tongue in certain situations, not always trying to defend myself, and my wife has done that as well. We exposed ourselves to people with an objective way of thinking. Marriage retreats, we have a library on marriage, books, tapes, CDs, audios, videos. You got to school yourself. You have to always be in a position of learning as it pertains to your marriage. Because, Pastor Rebecca, you and I are so different than what we were when we got married. Our daughter's going to high school next year. We got two boys in college. Our oldest daughter, we got four grandchildren. We're at a whole nother place in life. So our marriage, therefore, is different. And we interact with each other differently than we did in past years. So if your marriage doesn't grow, if you don't mature, if you don't dwell with each other in full understanding, there's going to be real problems in your marriage. So be willing to change. And finally, commitment. Sometimes I see people walking away from church and walking away from jobs and ministries and kids walking away from their schooling and their education. And we're in a day where there's a great falling away. But commit to one another. Commit yourself to each other like never before. Even when things are away for a long time. Pastor Becca and our audience, sometimes things don't change, but will you hang in there? Sometimes you don't see any improvement, but will you hang in there? Sometimes he won't change or she won't change, but will you hang in there? Will you hold on to the person that God really has sent your way to be your helpmeet or to be your husband, your provider, your priest, your protector? Be committed to one another. It drives me crazy, the lack of commitment I see in the world that we live in, even in our church sometimes. It drives me nuts that people won't stay committed to what they know God has called them to. So commit to one another. Commit to that job. Commit to that spouse. Commit to that church that God has placed you in. I'm not saying stay in nonsense, but if you know you're called there, let's not be so easily pulled away from what God has called us to. So that's all I have as we go into 2012. Choice, change, commitment, the three C's to success. If you apply these three C's to any aspect of your life, I guarantee you success in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Pastor Anthony, for that powerful choice, change, and commitment, powerful word towards marriage and even towards the single people who always benefit so greatly from your marriage. I just want to say I got my switch chat room back, but I want to thank everybody in the chat room who was praying. The brother came on assignment, Pastor Anthony, the man who called in to play with us. He truly was playing, and I see some of the comments in the chat room. As he was in the chat room, he called. He did say that he was Buddhist. I knew he wasn't a Christian. That's why I asked him what he was. And then he gave us a story out of our book, out of the Bible, that he said it was out of the Bible about a man pushing a wagon. And he asked God for help, Jesus for help, and Jesus told him no, that he wasn't going to help him, that he could help himself or something like that. Well, we know that wasn't in the Bible. You know, we know that there's no such story in the Bible. You know, as he was saying it, I said to myself, that's not in the Bible. And I'm certain that anybody here who reads, has read the whole Bible, knows that that was not in the Bible. And I hadn't been looking at the chat room, but as I was looking at the chat room, he got it from some Greek mythology, Hercules and somebody else. So the brother was, the man was playing. You know, he was playing. He came in here, wanted to be on the air. He was on the air. He's Buddhist. You know, he doesn't believe that there's a God, but we know that Jesus is Lord. And, you know, as I began to evangelize the brother, you know, I didn't want to say right away, you know, that's not in the Bible. You know, that's foolishness. I wanted to talk to him, to leave it open, to have a dialogue with him so that I can talk to him about Christianity, to get talk to him about Jesus. And just as I was doing that, the phone lines, my switchboard went blank. Nobody's mad but the devil. There ain't nobody mad when it comes to what we do but the devil. And my hunger is for souls. I believe that God's word says he doesn't desire that anyone should perish. So I was getting ready to give him the gospel, you know, to talk to him about Jesus, talk to him about the Holy Ghost. And he's not with us any longer. When I got back into the chat room, he was going. He was gone. But it ties so into what you were saying, Pastor Anthony. And you all can call in. The phone lines are still open, 646-652-4832. Do you believe in resolutions? Should Christians make resolutions? That's the question on the board. And also, if you want to give a testimony about what God has done for your life. You know, and I just want to say to those out there who are not Christians, don't, if you're not a believer in the Bible, be very careful about playing with the Bible and playing with God's people. Even if you're not a believer out there and you're listening to my voice, God still has a great plan for your life. You know, there's a heaven and there is a hell. And Pastor Anthony and I and the people in the chat room, we don't have a heaven or a hell to put you in, but God does. You know, and you know, the thing about it, we like to talk about God's love, and, you know, and that's my husband and I, we're preachers of grace. We believe in the love of God. We believe in the Bible, the good news, the gospel. But one thing that we have to remember about the good news is that without Jesus, all mankind is headed to hell. Without Jesus, we were all doomed for the destiny of hell after the second coming of Jesus Christ, because he's coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. And those of us who reject the gospel will find ourselves damned to hell. You know, and the thing about it is that God's not trying to put you in hell. You put yourself in hell when you deny the gospel, because you know the truth, and you know the truth is going to set you free. But so many times we hear the truth and we reject the truth. And I've been there. I know what that feels like. I've rejected the truth. I have been drunk and had arguments about the Bible. I have been drunk and said I didn't need God, that I was a good person. I have been into, I know what Buddhism is like. All that chanting didn't help me. I know what it's like to go to a synagogue, to go to a Muslim mosque. You know, I know what it's like to just, you know, have drugs and alcohol as my God. But God, you know, money as my God. But let me tell you something. When they say can't nobody do you like Jesus, you better believe it. Can't nobody Do you like Jesus? Because Jesus is our Savior. Jesus saves us. He came to save us. Amen. Jesus came to save us from sin. He came to save us from Satan. He came to save us from the perish, the fires of hell. And so many times, you know, we're not saying it enough that there is a hell and there is a heaven. And please don't, if you don't believe, that's one thing, but please don't play with God and don't play with the real people of God, because we're here, you know, to build up God's people, to edify and to equip and even to evangelize. But if you're going to come in here playing games, you really are, you know, you're in the wrong place, and you're bringing curses upon yourself. I'm not going to curse you. I love you. And I want you to know my Jesus. I want you to know Jesus. I want you to know him like I do. That's why I do this every single Saturday. But I can't make you. I can't twist your arm. All I say is, if you hear God, open your ears, open your heart, and let him come in. Let God be a part of your life. Let God change your life. I was telling the young man that called, the man that called earlier, I was telling him, before Jesus, it was a mess. I tried to do things, positive thinking, the power of your mind, the power of positive thinking, motivational speakers. I tried it all, but nothing helped me like Jesus has helped me. And I'm just saying, I say it proudly. I say it boldly. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I'm saying to you, if you're listening to the archives or if you're still listening, Michael, try Jesus. Give your life to the Lord. You need a God in your life, not Buddha. Not Buddha, not Allah. And I'm not even going to speak against your religion. I'm just telling you that Christianity is not a religion. Christianity, and I'm saying this to everybody listening, just to clear it up, just in case anybody's confused about Christianity. Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is a relationship with God, our Father, through the power of Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus that was shed, and the power of the Holy Spirit. We have a relationship with God, that before Christ, man was separated from God by sin. And Jesus came to shed his blood, because we could only have the remission of sins through the shedding of blood. He came to shed his blood so that your sins and my sins could be forgiven. And that's what we have. And when we receive Jesus, not only do we receive life, and life more abundantly, we receive forgiveness of our sins, and we receive the promises of God contained in the Bible. Stop reading all that mythology junk and read the Bible. Motivational speaking is not going to help you. Self-help, all of that stuff is not going to help you. Even the United States Army or Navy is not going to be enough. Read the Bible. When you read the Bible, you will find God within the pages of the Bible, and you'll find the truth, and the truth is going to make you free. So I just want to clear that up. You know, there is only one God and only one name by which man can be saved, and our eternity is in heaven with God through Christ. That's the only way we're going to get there. Now, if you don't believe in heaven or hell, that's another thing. That's another story. Amen. So I just wanted to clear that up right here on the Woman to Woman Show, that we are here because we believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Now, Coastal Elisa is, God bless you, the boy said this is true. Amen. We got to clear it up. We got to know what we believe. And, you know, I was handling him gently because I didn't see what was going on in the chat room, but I was definitely getting ready to preach the gospel to my brother. Amen. We have a call, area code 908. You're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Pastor Rebecca, and your awesome husband, Pastor Anthony. God bless you all for your awesome ministry and for this wonderful format, this awesome show, Woman to Woman. God bless you for just doing a great work for the Lord and just for so many women like myself. And thank God for your ministry and my sister. We've been so blessed by your ministry. And we just so, so, so thank God for you. Just wanted to say that.
I'm so honored to have you call in, Coach Lalisa, Pastor. Whoa. Minister LaLisa Williams, Prophetess LaLisa Williams, God bless you, woman of God. Thank you so much for calling. I see that you had some comments in the chat room, and I'm glad that you called in to speak directly about what you were saying in the chat room. And also to Pastor Craig, I did see your questions, and we're going to respond to your questions as well after this caller. So I'm just so glad you called in, and I know you're a trendsetter. I know you're busy, and you have a lot going on, so I'm honored to have you listen in from time to time. You were saying some stuff in the chat room, or you have some things on your heart. Let your voice be heard.
Praise God. I was listening, you know, to most of the show. I did hear the person calling in talking about how they, you know, don't believe their resolutions, you know, should only be given out at the, you know, first of the year, and how they should be given out at any, you know, any time that you want to make those changes. And one of the things that came to my mind is that, you know, a couple of things. One, you know, some people do need real help. And like you had stated, Pastor Rebecca, people get that help maybe from their pastors. They can get it from, you know, professors. They can get it from their supervisors and what have you. And they can get it from a coach. They can get it from so many different places. So we just want to thank God for people like yourself and people who are in place and others who are also on here who are in place for people when they do need that help. Some, I know being a person who had to break a lot of bad habits, like getting high, smoking marijuana, drinking, fornication, all these different things, I needed someone to help me, a person to help me have a better attitude, to help me be more sensitive, be more humble. And so we thank God. I just, you know, thank God that there are people, and people need to know that if you need that, if you can't do it, then you need help, and get that help. God, you know, He made us to be His help. We're down here to help people. So we thank God for you, you know, putting that out there. And for those people who, you know, I don't see it so much as people just waiting for the first of the year to do it. It just happens that when the first of the year comes around, it's like, oh, well, let me do it. It's like a, almost like a tradition with so many people. But resolutions, do they work? Well, they work probably as well as affirmations or goals or anything else. None of it will work if you don't work it. So if you're the person, because there are many people who set resolutions and they're very effective at it. We look at the word resolve. If you make a resolve in your heart and your mind to do something and you do it, then of course it will work for you. There are people who do affirmations, but it doesn't work for them. So nothing will work if you don't put it to even the Bible. It doesn't work for many people. Why? Because like you stated, and some people, they're not really living the Bible. I want to put words in your mouth, and maybe you didn't state that because I listened to, you know, different people. So maybe you didn't state that.
I didn't say it today, but I said it to my husband. I had that very conversation on our way either to Florida or on our way back from Florida, that a lot of people don't believe the Bible. And then we said, and then I said, well, maybe it's not that they don't believe the Bible, they're just not living the Bible. But then it brought it back to full circle to what Pastor Anthony said, they don't believe the Bible, because if we believe the Bible, we would live the Bible. So, you know, it's just a matter of faith.
Well, and some of it has to do with training, too, because, you know, and that's what you guys are doing. That's what you pastors do. You get the people, you're discipling them, you're training them, and ministers and others and evangelists, and all of us are doing pretty much the same thing. Because sometimes you can be brought up in the church or brought up in a house where the Bible is taught. And so, yes, you believe that it does exist. You believe, you may even believe that it is the inspired word of God, but you haven't been taught how to apply it to your own daily walk.
Yes.
And so even when it comes to healing, there are many people who, yes, they believe in miracles, they believe, but yet they haven't received their healing because they may not have been taught how to apply the healing scriptures to their own life or any other scriptures that the Bible teaches us, or whether it's about prosperity, whether it's about, you know, our hearts or change or what have you, you know, our families, our marriages. You know, have we been taught how to apply it to our everyday life? And I think that's like you come in, and people like yourself and other pastors come in, especially come into place because, you know, people have to be taught how to apply it. And who better to teach how to apply something, but someone who's already applying it.
Yes, exactly. And then that is so powerful. Back to what you were saying about resolutions, you know, we should not depend on, you were saying, why not take advantage of this particular day, you know, when so many people are making resolutions, you know. And I'm thinking about, when I think about that, I think that maybe this time it might work, you know. If you continually try, then eventually you're going to have to succeed if you don't give up. If you're pushing towards a goal, even if you fall short of that goal, but if you get back up again and dust yourself off and continue to move in the direction of accomplishing that goal, if you do this over and over and over again, eventually you're going to find yourself crossing the finish line and having success in that goal. The intent is never to quit. By the same token, don't wait. Just because, I mean, this is an opportune time because it's December the 31st.
Exactly.
But by the same token, don't wait. If it's in June or even October and you know you need to change your eating habits or you need to change your sleeping pattern or to change the way you speak or go back to school, don't wait and say, I'm going to do it next year. That's my New Year's resolution. Just do it now. Do it. That's why I was agreeing with the caller, because if you could just do it now, the moment you know that you need to make a change, go ahead and make that change, depending on God and the God in you, the power that works so mightily in you, as opposed to depending on a day on the calendar. I don't know. Does that make any sense?
It does. It makes great sense. It makes a lot of sense. And I wish we had a whole another 2 days to discuss this. This is... It's good because, you know, we believe in that. Release your power. Do it now. Pump it up. So we believe, do it right, do it fast, do it now, do it better. But here's the thing I'm thinking, too. But I have yet, I have yet to meet a person in any month other than a week before New Year's say that they were going to wait till next year to do something. I don't know. I'm just saying. I have not met. I'm not saying they don't exist. I've never done that myself. I've never been in the middle of June and said, I'm going to wait till January and put that on my New Year's calendar. Now, I have done some things when it comes to losing weight. You know, okay.
But how about this? Have you met someone who said, I'm going to start my diet on next week? And then they're sitting up there with the box of Twinkies.
Sure. I've done that. But it had nothing to do with New Year's. It was like I said, I've done that in June, maybe April. You say, oh, well, I want to get this in this way for the summer, but, you know, I got this event that I got to go to this weekend, so I'm going to wait, you know. I'm going on this cruise. And, you know, on the cruise, you're going to eat a lot anyway, so you're like, well, I'm going to start my diet when I get back from the cruise.
Yeah, so go ahead, because you're going to get another point.
I've seen people do that. I've just not seen people, now personally, I've not seen people say, I'm going to wait till New Year's. But now, unless, again, it was really, really close to the end of the year. And so, like, you know, I think the caller was trying to say, or maybe others are thinking, some people have made New Year's Day a special day to do stuff as if it is magical.
Wow.
As if I do it on New Year's Day, is going to come to pass even without much effort from me. I have seen that, and I do sense that there is some of that.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And that could be some type of power, too, because a person could, because, again, we know that with the power of the Holy Ghost, he can remove stuff from us in a moment. And so the Holy Spirit certainly can move on a situation that we have so much that it would move on that day. Like, if, again, I'm putting all my faith into the fact that I'm going to give this up on that day, I can see the Holy Spirit coming to my assistance.
Wow. And, you know, that's powerful, too, because it's like when you resolve a resolution, you know, like you said, you resolve something in your mind. When you resolve that you're going to make that change, I believe it's at that time that God moves on your behalf to empower you to actually go ahead and make the change. It's just unfortunate that some of us wait until a day like New Year's Eve or New Year's Day to make that change. And a lot of that, I believe, rolls over into the church from the world, because before we got saved, we were making New Year's resolutions. You know, and not that a resolution is a bad thing. However, it can be frustrating when you make the resolution on that particular day and then you find yourself not meeting that resolution, because a lot of people go out and join gyms and make changes in their lives, maybe stop smoking, but within that 3-month period, by March, a lot of people have turned their backs on their resolutions, and actually you find themselves going into the opposite direction instead of getting better, actually getting worse. And I think that has something to do with the frustration of not having been successful in keeping that resolution. And then in March, this is what I was talking about. So then in March, they failed on that resolution, and they don't do anything else until December the 31st of that year. I know I have some people out there like that who are even listening to us now, because I used to be like that, where by March, the diet was out the window, and I didn't think about it. I may have thought about it, but didn't really think about doing anything about it until, again, the new year. Because when you think about a new year, you think about newness, new beginnings, a new opportunity, a new chance to get it right. There's so many things that come in when you think about a new year.
Amen. I totally agree with you. So many points that you're making are so great. And yes, we can absolutely resolve to do something anytime. And even if in the middle of the year or the fall or the spring, anytime a new season comes, a lot of times people might say, I'm going to do something different. But even if we set a goal, I have read books on how goal setting doesn't work. I read books on how different things don't work. And every time it's because you don't work it. I've been to seminars where the speaker was paid thousands of dollars to come in and speak to an audience of 400 or 500 and said to those people, before I speak, no matter what I say, if you don't go and do what I'm telling you to do, you're not going to get the results that I'm speaking of.
That's it.
And so these people have put out good money to hear people like Tony Robbins, and these people charge $800 and $900, $1,000 or more, to come hear them speak. And they will tell you, I don't care how much you paid to get in here. I don't care how many solutions I give. If you do not go and apply them to your life, you will not get the results.
Wow.
You just gave us
the answer. It is, no matter when you make that resolution, you can resolve to do it, but if you don't work it, it won't work.
It won't. Creflo Dollar says it all the time. Nothing changes if nothing changes.
That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And that's what Pastor Anthony just talked about when he talked about choice change, and commitment. That's what he just broke down, to make the choice to change and then begin to make the changes and stay committed to the choice.
Exactly.
It's a certain cycle, so praise the Lord. Well, we have one more caller. Stay with me, because I want you to stay with me just in case God wants to say something else. Did you have anything else? I know you do. Before we put this caller on, I want to let everybody know this is Coach LaLisa J. Williams. And again, look for her on Facebook, LaLisa, LILISA Williams, WILLIAMS. Do you have the J in the middle initial there?
No, I don't.
Okay, so look for LaLisa Williams. She is a coach. She's a minister of the gospel. She's a prophet of God. She is a powerful woman of God. She has her own two radio broadcasts right here on Blog Talk Radio. Sisters in the Spirit comes on every Sunday at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then every morning, I believe it's at 7 o'clock a.m., the Coach LaLisa Show. Did I get that right, Coach?
That was right up until Friday. Starting next year, we will be coming on one morning of the week, 7 o'clock on a Tuesday morning, and we will be doing one evening. So, but that's how it had been for the past 3 years. But, yes.
So the Cultural Alicia Show, you have the Sisters in the Spirit, that's correct for Sunday, but the Cultural Alicia Show, just one morning now, that's Tuesday morning, and then it's going to be one evening. I don't know which evening yet, but I will post it before tomorrow. But thank you.
Amen. And not only is she a powerful, everything that we've already talked about, but she's a powerful preacher of the gospel. So if you're looking for a preacher for a women's conference or any conference, you definitely want to have her come in. She's an author of several life-changing books. Oh my God, Release Your Power is one of my favorites that we've talked about. God's Plan for My Success and how to write and publish that book. For those of you, Pastor Sherry Jones, for those of you who are writing books right now, so God bless you. And she said that, Pastor Sherry Jones said that that person reminds me to work my plan. So she is, and she says here, I have found that I am the person who needs to stay under submission to someone when setting a goal because that person reminds me to work my plan. Well, then, Pastor Sherry Jones, you want to get in touch with Coach Lalisa because she is a coach. And she'll be able to help you to work your plan. Hey, look at that, divine connections. To God be the glory. Amen. And you're both in the chat room, so you can make your connections over there. I'm going to put this last caller on the air, area code 973. I believe this is Minister Valerie Allen. You're on the air. Welcome to Woman Show.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Hey. Truly, when I look back over my life, I can truly say that I've been blessed. I have a testimony, year 2011. Glory be to God. God bless you, Pastor Rebecca Simmons. God bless you, Pastor Anthony Simpkins. God bless you, my beautiful sister, Coach Alicia J. Williams. Truly, God is good and worthy to be praised. You know, when I hear Coach on the line, you know I get stirred up. I was, you know, chatting with you guys for a moment, but my phone rang twice. However, but listen, God is. All I can say is God is, and he is truly doing great things. And as you said earlier in your broadcast here, Pastor Beck, when I tuned in, that God is not just beginning to do something. It's already done. He's already done starting the work. All we have to do is, like you said, waiting on his manifested glory. You had me there from Matthew 6, 9, and 10. I was right there with you. I said, Lord, speak, speak, speak. Talk about confirmation. Truly, the word of God is already fulfilled. It's like you said, when we speak the word, when we decree and we declare a thing, it is so. We're just catching up to God, to the manifested glory, to see the natural fruition, but it's already done. That's why we trust and we believe. That's why faith is now. Faith is now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11 and 1. We can't see it. We can't feel it. We can't even tangibly touch it. But if we walk by faith and not by sight and not be moved by what we see, surely it will come to pass. Glory be to God. So I thank God for the fivefold ministry on the day, for the pastor gift, which is you, Pastor Rebecca, for the evangelist gift, which is preacher Lalisa J. Williams, now coming in the teaching gift. This is when I was listening to. Here's my phone buzzing again. Glory be to God. But nonetheless, this is what the Lord had dropped in my spirit. I was listening to Coach Alisa from a teaching's perspective. I believe in context in the word revolution is being used and getting an understanding based on what you were saying, Pastor Rebecca. It's in the contents in the word of resolution. And, you know, let's go for some of the adjectives what resolution means. Decree, declaration, decision, motion, ruling, promise, pledge, oath, vow, and the word that Coach Lalisa used, which is resolve. And another adjective that comes to mind is determination. So when we look at these words and understanding, and even in the English language, we can understand in the contents the word resolution is being used, which meaning how we can get an understanding based on what you were stating as the Holy Spirit was giving you utterance. So, Pastor Rebecca, that it's okay in that respect and spirit of having a resolution, knowing that it's still in the will of the Father based on what Coach Lalisa was saying from having goal setting. Having a made-up mind to have goals, which she is a certified coach. And then the Lord dropped this in me coming from James 1:18, talking about don't be a double-minded man. So So, you know, that's what the Lord had dropped in my spirit just to speak this on today. And also, to Pastor Breck, I want to thank you for letting me come into your show during this past year. When you interviewed me this year, and then you let me do the host when you went on, you know, a brief little mini vacation over the weekend. And it's just been a blessing this year to share with you, as I've been listening all throughout this year, as what your wonderful husband, Pastor Anthony, was stating, how faithful you have been to the broadcast. And I can attest, there's not been too many Saturdays that you have missed since I have been led to tune in from day one, having the opportunity to tune. I can't think of too many Saturdays that you have not sacrificed when no one else was listening, when no one else was willing to do anything else by the Spirit of God on Saturday. You still committed to this time slot from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it's truly been a privilege. It truly, sincerely has been a privilege to work alongside you in this part of the vineyard. So this is what I just wanted to share from a teacher's perspective. Understanding the word resolution and understanding, based on what you were saying, Pastor Rebecca, tying it all together with that. If we understand the word resolution, we can understand how that can, you know, work with the word of God as well. And that it's okay, based on what Coastal Lisa was stating about goal setting and how we can intertwine. Yes, we can make goals. We can set goals, but let's be faithful. Let's not be double-minded. Let's stick to it. Let's have a stick-to-itness attitude that even if we fall down, we get back up, and we just keep it moving in Jesus' name. So with that,
amen.
I believe that's all the Lord has given me. God bless you. Prosperous New Year.
Amen. Just stay with me. Amen. Stay with me. Amen. God bless you to all of those in the chat room. We're going to stop streaming in 1 minute. I want to take this time, as my husband just reminded me, to invite you to our watch night service tonight at 12 o'clock p.m. We'll be at 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. That's New Creation Christian Ministries, the Kingdom Church. All are welcome, and you don't have to worry about dressing up. Just come and be blessed of the Lord. And that's at 10 o'clock p.m. tonight over at New Creation Christian Ministries, 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. And we will be right back in church tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock a.m. for our first worship service of the year. So we invite you all to come over, and I say Happy New Year. God bless you to everybody in the chat room. Know that God loves you. Know that I love you. And Minister Valerie Allen, the teacher, preacher, I tell you, you brought the fire. You brought a full circle. Brought the fire back. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory, that we have to continually resolve in our mind that we're going to be the very best that God has for us to be. Listen, whether you make it on New Year's Eve or June, as I was saying, and made Coach Lalisa laugh, whether it's in March or June or September, October, make that resolution to live your life to the fullest. Make that resolution to be the very best that you can be. Make the resolution to live out God's ordained plan for your life. Make that resolution to stay in divine connection, in divine relationship with God through our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, in the power of the precious Holy Ghost. Make the resolution not to fail, not to quit, not to give up, not to look back, not to throw in the towel, but to keep moving forward in the Lord. And if you make that resolution, And believe in it, if you read the word and hear the word and work the word, then the resolution will work, and the word will work, and God is already working in your life, and you cannot fail. You have to know today that you cannot fail. So for all of those who called in today, for those who didn't get a chance to talk, know that we love you. I want to say to Coach Lalisa and Minister Valerie Allen, to Pastor Sherry Jones, to Kathy and Ray Jones, to Sister Tina Lane, my God, and everybody else who's just been with us and been so faithful and listening throughout the year, that we could not do this as faithfully as we have done it without your support, without your encouragement. Everything, the conferences, the Blog Talk Radio, the Women to Women Empowerment Group, everything that the Lord has even given me to do, we could not have done it without you all and without your support. So I just want to thank you on the behalf of myself and my husband, from the very bottom of our hearts, for your working in the vineyard. Yes, Minister Valerie Allen, you all have stood side by side with us and done this work, because every time you called in, every time you chatted in, every time you made a comment on the Facebook page, you were working together with me in ministry. And I thank each and every one of you. Every time you listen, because of that corporate anointing that comes when two or more gathered in his name, you were working with me. So I just thank you all, and my husband thanks you. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We love you. And look, we're excited because even greater things are coming in 2012 or 2012, however you want to say it. God is not finished. So God bless you. I still have the two callers that I talked to last. I'm going to just give them a moment to just, and if you're holding and you want to say something, I'm here. So you can push one, and I will put you on the air. And for Kathy and Ray, it's 3:03 p.m. And for Minister Valerie Allen, I want to just have you say any final thoughts on your heart before I close out this broadcast, and then I'm going to have Coach Lalisa say any final thoughts on her heart, and then we'll close out.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, again, Pastor Rebecca, my heart is just filled with praise and gratitude and thanking you for being the strong woman of God that you are. Bless God. Again, thank you so much for the awesome opportunity to have been able to work alongside and share with the word and break bread with you in fellowship during this time on Saturdays. Truly, it's been a blessing. And I just want to wish you a wonderful, prosperous new year. May you continue to prosper even as your soul prosper between your relationship with your husband, your family, your friends, and your ministry. May God just continue to smile upon you. May God just blow your mind, 2012. May God continue to do exceeding abundantly above all that you can ever ask or think in Jesus' name, as he continue to bless each and every caller and using you to be a blessing in their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Thank you, my sister. I love you, and God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Coach Lalisa, and then we have two more callers. I'm going to let them speak, and then we'll be out of here. Coach Lalisa, God bless you. Any final thoughts or remarks? Amen. I believe she's gone. She may have muted herself. While we're waiting for her, 973, you have your hand raised. Yes, that's 9739. You have your hand raised.
Pastor Rebecca, this is Joanne Jefferson, just calling to wish you a happy new year, and I love you. And everything that you do, you are doing a great, great, marvelous job for God, and I just love you, love you, love you. And I'm at work,
wow.
And I can't talk too long. I just want to call to let you know that I love you, and you're always in my thought and always in my heart. And God bless
you.
Well,
thank you.
Doing a good great job for Jesus.
Oh, wow. Thank you. To God be the glory. Thank you so much. It means a lot to have you call in. That is Joanne Jefferson of Jefferson's Cafe. That's on Park Avenue, right in Montclair. Is it Park Avenue, Joanne?
Maple Avenue.
What's the address over there?
88 Maple Avenue in Montclair, New Jersey.
Listen, you all, if you're in New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, make your way over to Jefferson's Cafe at 88 Maple Avenue in Montclair, New Jersey. Listen, I had some fried chicken there. It was the best fried chicken. And then my daughter had some pork chops. I'm telling you, they were so good. Everything was good. The macaroni and cheese. Lord, we'll have you licking your fingers. The food is so good there. And you can make your way over there. You can call the cafe to find out what the hours are. As a matter of fact, Joanne, the owner, is right here, and her husband, I tell you, he runs the kitchen there, and all of the recipes used are his recipes, and all kinds of celebrities come up in there. The biscuits, oh boy, I tell you, I think I need to get up to Jefferson's Cafe. Joanne, what are your hours over there, over at Jefferson's Cafe?
Well, we open up at 6:30 a.m. in the morning, and we close at 2:30, and then we reopen at 5:30 to 8:30. Sunday, we open 7 days a week. Yes.
Amen. 7 days a week. So get on up to Jefferson's Cafe if you want some real home cooking. That's the place to be. Joanne, thank you so much for calling in. God bless you.
I was going to say, we've been here for 28 years. God be the glory.
Wow.
Keep one blessing.
Wow, 28 years.
Yes, 28 years. Jefferson Cafe. God be the
glory. To God be the glory.
Yes.
To God be the glory. So I tell you, it's worth the trip. Wherever you are, you know how some of us go over the bridge to go to New York? This is the thing to do, to come over the bridge, to come to New Jersey, to go to Jefferson's Cafe. And I endorse it because I have been there and I'm looking forward to my next visit. So, Joanne, I'll see you soon. And listen, tell your mother I said hello.
Yes, I will. She always asks about you. She told me
yes,
to say
I love her.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, so, God bless.
God bless you. Happy New Year. Amen. Praise the Lord. That was Joanne Jefferson. And I tell you, we have one more caller. Lalisa, are you there? Amen. Area code 973, Tina L. Lane. God bless you. You're on the air in the archives. We're in overtime now. Welcome to the Women to Women Show.
Amen, Pastor Becca. I just wanted to call in real quick. I was online in the chat room for a long time today. But I wanted to say Happy New Year to you and Pastor Anthony, wishing you the best for the new year. Just like Minister Valerie said, I'm great to have had the opportunity to listen to your show and also to co-host your show and also to be on the panel. Definitely you have been a blessing in my life, and I appreciate you in the year 2000, and I look forward to us working together more in the 2012. God bless you again, and I love you.
Amen. I love you too. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, I've had some powerful, powerful women of God that the Lord has sent to hold up my arms during this past year. And I thank God for every member of New Creation Christian Ministries, those who are listening and those who are listening to the archives and those who will hear tonight. And I thank God for every friend of the broadcast, for every listener of the broadcast. I thank God for you, Tina, and you being there behind the scenes, as well as being a part of the broadcast and all of the other things that the Lord has given me to do. And Minister Valerie Allen and Lalisa, I mean, so many powerful women of God out here on the battlefield. So I just want you to know, Tina, that I love you and I appreciate you. And, you know, just so glad that the Lord sent you into my life and into the life of my husband in the ministry. So we're looking forward to great things next year. And I know that God is he just has even more in store and it's already done. It's already done. It's not something we're waiting for him to do. So God bless you. And thank you so much for those words and for calling in.
Amen. God bless you too.
Amen. Amen. Well, that's it. I believe Minister Lalisa had to go. So I want to say Happy New Year
to everybody. That's right. Listening. Happy New
Amen.
Year.
Amen. God bless you. Is that Minister Lalisa?
No, that was me. I was just wanting to say I wanted to also second endorse Jefferson Cafe. I was just there last week. The food is excellent, so please come out. Maple Avenue, Montclair, because the food is great.
Amen. Amen. Yes, it is. Thank you for that double endorsement. And
yes,
you've been there more than I have lately, so I know that the food must be good. So God bless you, everybody. We're
Amen.
Going off the end. Want to thank everybody for listening. Listen, tell somebody about the Women to Women Show. We're going to triple our listenership in 2012. And look, come on out for service tonight. And if you also wait, join me on Tuesday for the Destined for Victory broadcast, where my guest will be Evangelist Joanna Heuler, and she is from Germany. She has a powerful testimony. Join me on Tuesday night right here at blogtalkradio.com/power at 10 o'clock p.m. And you will not be sorry that you tuned in. The Destined for Victory broadcast is a new broadcast, but join us then. Amen. And we will see you then. I will see you then. Join me tonight at service or tomorrow on New Year's Day. Service tonight is 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and tomorrow is 11 o'clock a.m. So join me for service. I would love to see you and give you a hug. If you can't make it, know that I love you. Know that God loves you. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Amen.
Church boy!
This don't make no sense, Sean.
Hey.
hope I bring you glory on this one, Father. Help me now.
Right now, but I'm so glad God didn't give up on me. Hey.